Yeah, it was a shame because we've had a good day, Dave, today, and when we won the toss and batted, we were happy with that because there's not a lot of grass there, and I think it'll turn. It's turning already, and to get first go at it was useful. But we still had to bat well, you know. Overhead conditions was tough, but I think we did play quite well to be in the position we're in now.
Yeah, as you say, it's turning fairly early. I mean, I think Nate bowled the 10th over of the game.
Yeah, I think they'll rue the decision not to bring Claude Henderson here. He's a quality left-arm sprinter. We were delighted when he was still back in Leicester, and it could be a mistake.
Yeah, and you lost Darryl early on, but your boys are getting time in the middle now, aren't they? Matt Pardo's had a knock, and Darryl's had a good long knock, and Mo got a few again today.
Yeah, I mean, Mo was desperately disappointed. I thought he batted beautifully today, and again, to get in and not get three figures was a big blow to him, but he's playing well, as did Matt Pardo. He got stuck in, batted a long time, and he's really, if we're going to get any sort of score first innings, which we're on the way to it, then a lot will be down to him and the way he dug deep. Samuel Weir also played a lovely little knock towards the end, showed his experience against playing spin. I'm hoping that, you know, the skills that he's got and the way that he can talk to our young batters is going to help him playing spin.
What's a good score on that pitch?
Well, when we won the toss and batted, I felt that if we could get over 300, we'd be in a good position. That was before we saw any spin. We thought it would spin. I think now, looking at it, a score of over 300 will be a good score, but we're in a position now where we could probably get a few more. And as I keep telling the batsmen who are at the crease and yet to come out to bat, it'll certainly be more difficult second time round. So we've got to make sure that we get as many as we can when the conditions are at the easiest.
Yeah. And you've got two spinners in your lineup.
Yeah, we very rarely play two spinners at Worcester, so you can see what we thought regarding the wicket. We decided to play Childs. He bowled really well last year at Old Trafford, and he gives us real depth in the batting coming in at number 9.